the baptism of the first person from Africa. And, behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot read Esaias the prophet. God saw that this Ethiopian of good standing and wide influence would give others the light he had received and would exert a strong influence in favor of the gospel. Angels were attending this seeker for light, and the Holy Spirit brought him in touch with one who could lead him to the Savior. Philip was directed to go to the Ethiopian and explain the prophecy he was reading. "Go near," the Spirit said, "and join thyself to this chariot." Philip asked the eunuch, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. RSP. The scripture he was reading was the prophecy of Isaiah relating to Christ. "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." "Of whom speaketh the prophet this?" the eunuch asked, "of himself, or of some other man?" Then Philip, beginning at the same scripture, preached unto him Jesus. The man's heart thrilled, and he was ready to accept the light. He did not make his high position an excuse for refusing the gospel. As they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.